Sports Hog 103.1 and AM 1230 KFPW, the Marshall. Good morning to you. Well, we are heading into the weekend, and it's been a busy week there on Wall Street. Mark Myers from Stern Agee & Leach is with us right now. And, Mark, I'm guessing my 401k is getting better. It's starting to shape up again as we continue to hit highs. Is there any explanation for any of this?
Well, I tell you, you're right. Everyone's 401k is looking great. It's just amazing. This market just keeps going up every day. It's all-time new highs every day, and it's done it for 10 days in a row now. And, you know, the last time we've seen this happen was back in 1996. So it's been a long time since we've had 10 up days in a row like this. And the reason is just this economy is slowly coming back. Yesterday, the reason the market went up 83 points on the Dow was because jobless claim numbers came in lower than expected, and it was the lowest we've seen in 5 years. Now, the weekly jobless claim numbers, what those are the number of Americans filing for the first week of unemployment benefits. And then back in 2009, at the height of the crisis, that number was 667,000 people. Right now, or this past week, it stood at 332,000, so it's a whole lot less than what it was a few years ago, and that's part of the reason the market's going up. And another thing we saw this morning, we got inflation numbers, and which we call the CPI, and that came in at up 0.7%, which was a little bit stronger than what we expected. But the government, they do this little tricky thing. They say, well, we're going to look at it without food and energy in there because those are too volatile. So they take those out of the equation, and they say inflation was actually up only 0.2% without food and energy. So if you look at it that way, then inflation for the past year was only about 2%. So the government says inflation is very, very low. But I don't know. I keep seeing things like food and energy, which I use almost every single day, going straight up. Now, as far as individual stocks out there this morning we're watching, look at Boeing Airlines, which makes the big Dreamliner 787, their new plane. You know, they had to ground these a while back because some of the lithium-ion batteries kept catching fire. They had one that caught fire back in January in Boston, and they had another incident in Japan with the plane. So all their planes were grounded. They were not allowed to fly, so they figured out what the problem was, and they've come out with a fix for the problem. They are going to make stainless steel cases for these batteries and provide a power pack with extra insulation for these because they really couldn't find out what the exact cause was of why they caught fire, so they're trying to keep it contained if it does keep fire again, and they think this will fix the problem. The stock is at an all-time high right now based on that, and because Boeing has been losing about $50 million every week while these planes are grounded. So far, analysts estimate they have lost about $400 million since these planes have been grounded. So it'll be great news they get those off the ground. Now, also, we're looking at Krispy Kreme Donuts. This company reported earnings this morning that did beat expectations. They reported earnings of 11 cents a share, which was a little shy of analyst estimates of 12 cents a share, but they did beat expectations on revenue side. Revenue rose 16%, which was very good. But the earnings were a little shy, so that stock will probably be down a little bit this morning. And also look at Carmike Cinemas. They delivered a profit that beat Wall Street estimates very handily. The revenue rose 22%, and they reported earnings of 43 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 24 cents a share. So it does look like this market may be up again this morning. We'll have to wait and see. But right now we're standing, if we opened up right now, the Dow looks like it opened up about 10 points on the positive side. So maybe we can make it 11 days in a row straight up.
Yeah. All right, man. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right, bud. Thanks. Mark Myers, he is with Stern Agee & Leach and has our financial reports today. Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call him at 782-2527. You can also talk to John Taylor over there. John Taylor at sternageeleach.com. M-Myers at sternageeleach.com.